Hello, this is Sandy Scheinbaum, and today we'll be mapping character strengths on the 15-Minute Matrix.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on how to use the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. Today on the 15-Minute Matrix, I'll be chatting with Dr. Sandy Scheinbaum, who, as you will hear, is filled with lots of passion and zest for the work she does. A self-professed lifelong learner, Dr. Scheinbaum's work has always been centered around education innovation. Her drive to incorporate a more holistic perspective into her work led her to earn a PhD in clinical psychology, where she specialized in positive psychology, cognitive behavioral therapy, and mind-body medicine. In 2013, she earned recognition as the first psychologist to become an Institute for Functional Medicine certified practitioner. Founding the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy has brought Dr. Scheinbaum's career full circle. She's returned to her roots as an educator and is bringing innovative approaches to training students in this new and rapidly growing field. Welcome, Sandy. I'm so glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Let's dive in and talk about character strengths. Can you first kind of position for us specifically what you mean when you're talking about a character strength?
Absolutely. Character strengths come from the field of positive psychology, which looks at what's right with you, not what's wrong with you, and looks at what we all need to thrive. And there are components of well-being. So we need to have positive emotions. We need to be engaged in things that take us away, put us in a state of flow. We need relationships that are meaningful. We need meaning and purpose in our lives. And we need achievement of some sort. And how do we get there? We get there through character strengths. These are the pathways to well-being. And the VIA Institute has a whole history of research about this. It took years where they went to the literature from psychology, philosophy, religion, and this was led by Martin Seligman, who developed this concept that there are 24 character strengths, because these were the ones that showed up again and again in this literature from these various disciplines. We all have them. These are traits that are inbred. We're born with them. And some stand out as our signature strengths. So some are of the mind, some are of the heart.
I was thinking about how what you're talking about, Sandy, really relates back to some of what I call empathy in how we approach a client's case. Because when we don't bring an understanding of what matters to an individual or what's right for them, we can miss the boat in terms of what we're recommending or prescribing, depending on our scope of practice, by going too fast or too slow or not giving the right information. Does that relate to what you find with character strengths and behavioral modification?
Oh, absolutely. So we bring to people we're working with our character strengths, and it might be love of learning. We want to learn all about them. Persistence, that we're not going to give up, even though it might be challenging, some of the issues they're presenting with. Where we want to have humility to know that, let them know we don't have all the answers. And we want to have the social intelligence to have a sense of empathy and also treat people with kindness, but also convey hope as well. That's another character strength. So when I look at the matrix, this mind, spirit, emotions, community, this can really be considered the center. Right. And each of these our character strengths. So when we look at the mind, we look at things like curiosity. So you bring curiosity when you're working with somebody, love of learning, creativity, creative solutions to problems, for example, self-regulation. So if you're going to change your behavior, you need self-regulation, judgment, being able to not act rashly, but to think things through, weighing both sides of an issue. So these would be of the mind. And then the emotions has to do with the love, being able right. to convey that and reinforce when we see that in our clients, and kindness. So mindfulness, hope, and compassion are really what we can bring to a session when we're working with somebody. Then, of course, the spirit, which would be having a sense of meaning, purpose, connecting with something greater than you.
Yeah, and I think about even when I look at the right side of the functional nutrition matrix and what I call the skills section, right? These are the things we have to do or the patient has to do. I almost always think of that as leading kind of like to an arrow that defines their intention, their goal, and that we as clinicians have to marry the recommendations we're making to their goal and explain it through that lens, and understanding their character strengths brings us into that more. I know Sachin Patel, for instance, in his clinic likes to use the DISC model. We like to use the Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin, where we're understanding somebody's relationship to habit change. And it sounds like what you've identified and used the assessment from the VIA Institute helps you to understand who this person is and how to support them.
Absolutely. So the VIA has a free survey that anyone can take. There's also a children's version. It is translated into multiple languages. It's free. You can go to viacharacter.org. And this has been well validated, and there's many research papers that have used the VIA survey. And when you know what your signature strengths are, that when you're thriving, you're using your strengths. So, for example, some of my top strengths are zest. I'm very passionate and excited about things and embrace life, and creativity. So if I come up with a creative solution, then I feel like I'm in the zone, like I'm really doing my best work. And what we have done when I teach coaches, we have them superimpose on this matrix another one, which is character strength. So as we look at that side of look at the antecedents, triggers, and mediators, so somebody may, as they talk about their life and tell their story, maybe we could see that they showed a lot of bravery in all of these circumstances, or perseverance, that they didn't give up. They didn't just settle for what that first doctor told them. They kept going. And so we may see these things as they talk about their story and then point that out, like these were ongoing mediators. Or we can look at how they can use these strengths, as you said, on that other side to for the lifestyle factors, they can apply that to how they're going to make those changes.
I love this, Sandy. I kind of want to dive into that story piece. So the left side of the matrix, the ATMs, is what I consider to be the story. And you really identified where character strengths can be triggers and can be mediators. So they might be the things we use positively as mediators because we're stepping into our true self, or they could be negative mediators, I'm presuming, if we're not being our true selves, if we're not speaking up. And in that way, when they're negative mediators, they can also act as upstream triggers for downstream health challenges. Is that a correct way of thinking about it?
Absolutely. And in positive psychology and in the study of character strengths, we look at, because we all have them, it's not like you have a weakness. Some of these just might be underused.
Right.
So you can bring up, you can set an intention to really focus on like one strength a day where you're very mindful. In fact, there's a whole training series that's called Mindfulness-Based Character Strengths. We come to mindfulness because we're using character strengths. We're curious to see what would happen if we practice meditation, for example. And we could look at even our past history. We could look at our family history and say, well, it was a home filled with love. So then the coach would put love down in that antecedent box.
Right.
Maybe it was a home that was where they really valued fairness, social justice, for activism, for example. And so in retelling the story, this would be pointed out, that all of these strengths that the coach identified, because maybe that client didn't identify it. They were looking at their story as maybe one of, they were a victim, or
right,
one of struggle. And so this is a retelling of the story with a way that's a positive narrative.
I really do appreciate that. And I think we both value the place that story has in our health journey. It's not just about the name or the diagnosis of the condition or which SNPs you have. It really is about what led us here and who we are. And I find that when we're talking about diet and lifestyle modification, part of lifestyle is really knowing and owning who you are. And the more we can bring this back to patients in their journey, like you're talking about, Sandy, the more we foster health in the whole central part of the matrix. This understanding of ourselves positively influences our physiological expression.
Absolutely. And when we look at a character trait such as forgiveness, the strength of forgiveness, the strength of gratitude, spirituality, appreciation of beauty and excellence, these are strengths that are all very closely associated in research with the nodes of the matrix, with GI, structural integrity, with hormones, with ability to have a strong immune system, for example. So there's solid research connecting these character strengths with physical well-being.
Yeah, I often even think about when we're talking about nutrition, about receptivity. You know, there's people who are so blocked that they can't receive their nutrients, whether those nutrients be love or vitamin D. How do we allow the goodness to flow in?
Sometimes, particularly in women, it's the tendency is to be full of love for others and
right,
take care of others, and then you're depleting yourself. And so that self-love and being able to accept others, accept love and help from others, and to take in that nourishment. So as you're taking in those nutrients from food, also taking in that emotional nurturance as well.
Yeah, they're so interrelated. And you were talking about how this lives primarily in that mind, spirit, emotions, community node in the central part of the matrix, but we were able to tie it back to antecedents and what your family was like and triggers and mediators, also nutrition and relationships and networks. But I particularly think about stress and resilience when it comes to character strengths, because when we own these things, like when you own your zest, you really do develop more resiliency towards the situations that you're encountering.
Absolutely. And also owning them in a positive way. So I always thought of myself as ADD because I was restless and
right,
I got bored easily. But we can also look and reinterpret as creativity, as zest, as traits that can be positive and certainly contribute to thriving. And I know that when I am thriving and feeling my best, it's because I'm using those traits.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And I'm often talking about this. And I know, Sandy, you and I have had conversations about this because I'm a sucker for personality tests and personality profiles. I've done many of them. We do them on our team here at the Functional Nutrition Alliance because it helps us to understand each other and appreciate each other and also understand ourselves. And for me as a teacher And I think as clinicians, we all have to be teachers. We're all educators. Understanding how I function and how everybody doesn't necessarily function like me helps me to impart my messages better instead of feeling like everybody should think like I do. Because like you said, you thought you were ADD because of the way your brain operated. And once you embraced it, you were able to really own it in a different way and probably also impart it in a different way. In addition to thinking how our patients think about things, I also just want to encourage clinicians to embrace who they are as part of the healing journey for their patients.
That's so important. Absolutely. And use your signature strengths when you're in a crisis, when you're not thriving. It means you're not using them. And so you really look at what can I practice today? Maybe it is hope. Maybe it is kindness. Maybe it's teamwork or leadership, which is another strength.
Any other wisdom that you can impart on how you utilize the understanding of character strengths within the clinical relationship?
Sure. I think it's opening it up for discussion to when you're listening to someone's story, just listen for their strengths, listen for what's right with them. Because often a matrix, a timeline, is a story of what's wrong with you. So we want to go to the opposite, what's right with you.
I really love that. I love that you are speaking to what's right with you, that Sandy, you really highlighted what brings us each meaning and purpose, both as clinicians and how we can help our clients and patients find that meaning and purpose. And it's such a huge and missing piece in the clinical relationship. So thank you so much for sharing your time and wisdom with us today, but also sharing it with all the clinicians that you train and teach so that we can highlight the importance of the positive psychology in the clinical relationship.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. The 15-Minute Matrix team includes my son, Gilbert Nakayama, on sound production, Renee Hunt, Natalie Merrill, and Christine Shook. You can visit us and hear more episodes at 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified each time there's a new podcast episode, just go to 15minutematrix.com/notify. We will drop into your inbox with a really short reminder that a new episode is ready and waiting for you. Plus, you always have an open invitation to email us. I want to know who you'd like to hear on the podcast and what you'd like to see mapped on the 15-Minute Matrix. You can email us and let us know at ask@15minutematrix.com. That's ask@15minutematrix.com.